I think he's given a square ball, the referee. The ball ended up on the back of the net, let you know, but he's given a square ball, or whatever you want to call it, a rectangle ball. But we were lucky, because the ball ended up on the back of the net from Beggan's free kick. But here goes Donegal. Hitter's gone. We've won the game, and so kick it out over the line. Yes! We're in the All-Ireland semi-final, Donegal. Brilliant second half.
Okay, you're welcome back. It is part two of today's show. And of course, as you all know, it's a big, big weekend for Donegal GAA. Donegal playing Meath in the All-Ireland football semi-final on Sunday at Croke Park, with hopes high that Donegal can reach the final once again. And between now and 11 o'clock, we're going to talk with a few guests about the game and indeed Donegal's prospects. And just to mix it up, we're going to start with a Meath story, because Meath's star player this year has been Jordan Morris. And there is a very local connection here, because Jordan's dad, Gary Morris, lives in Kinloch in North Leitrim. And Gary joins us now. Gary, good morning, and you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Knight.
Well, what can we say about Jordan? I mean, he is, so far, the star of the Meath team this year, is he not?
Well, yes, I suppose he would have started off the year very good in the league, and then come March, when he got the bad knee injury against Louth, we thought that was it. It was his year over with. And with a grade 2 tear, it was looking like 6 months to a year that he was going to be out for. But he overcame that quite quickly, and he's back now to great form now at the moment.
Yeah, and had an incredible game, as we know, in the quarterfinal against Galway. He must have been very proud of him on that occasion, as you are anyway, I'm sure, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And there was when the game started off, and it didn't quite go according to plan for him, was it going to be one of these days? But look, he stuck at it. He knows his own ability, and he shone then in the second half, thank God.
Was he always a sporty lad? Was he always a talented Gaelic footballer from a young age, Gary, tell us?
I suppose I could be biased on this, but he was. You could see when he was young that he was, when we were up training, when he was only 2 or 3, he was kicking with right foot, left foot. He didn't know at that age, was he right or left foot? And he developed that now to probably, still you don't know if he's right foot, right-handed, left-handed. So all the skills that he learned down through the years are coming now to through for him now.
Yeah, all right, okay. So how is he looking forward to Sunday's game against Donegal? Huge challenge, as we know, of course. But what are his thoughts of Donegal in that match, do you think? Or do you know?
Yeah, I was just talking to him there, and he was, now he's just after getting the June Players Player of the Year.
He did, yeah, and well deserved too. A great honour,
yeah.
Again.
Oh, it was a great honour and a great achievement for him to get that. And look, the Meath team know that they're going in against a very strong Donegal team that will probably look to put down a marker early on them. But as they'll take it, as Jordan was saying, they take it all in their stride. They're going to training, and it's a bonus territory from now. Nobody was giving them a chance to be at this stage of the campaign. And the Donegals are the team, if you want to win an All-Ireland, you have to be beating the likes of Donegal.
Yeah, well, I mean, Donegal's fitness is legendary at this stage, but certainly the Meath have shown a huge level of fitness as well to date in the championship, haven't they?
Absolutely, yeah. You can see that they're a young team, and I think their commitment, their fitness that they have shown that they can go for the 70 minutes. So, you know, when it comes down to the fitness end of it in the last 15 minutes, I think Meath will be able to stay with Donegal. And it just depends on the purple patch that teams seem to get these days. If Meath can stay with Donegal when they get that, you just never know what on the day what could happen.
Yeah. Now, you're living in Kinloch, Gary, and you're from Cavan originally, and Jordan is playing for Meath.
Yes.
No sign of a transfer to Leitrim or Cavan, or anything like that, you think? No.
We did ask. I did say to him he looks very good in blue, but he kind of shrugs that off, so he does, and he's quite happy wearing the green, so he is.
I'm sure he is. Now, as the old expression goes, Gary, it's not off the grass was licked, because you were quite a player on the field in your day. Soccer, I think, was your forte, was it not?
Yes, I would have been lucky enough now that I would have played underage with Cavan, and I think back then, I think soccer then kind of took over a bit for me. So it was I was lucky enough now to play at a high enough standard when I was younger.
Well, I don't think you're being fully truthful. Is it true you got a trial with Queen's Park Rangers back in
Correct,
the day?
Correct, yes, that was going back in the day now. Now that was many moons ago now. So,
yeah, but I mean, that's some. I mean, even to get to that standard, you must have been quite a talent in your day, Gary.
Oh, yeah, well, unfortunately, then I got a bad knee injury when I was young. I was 18, 19. I just got 19 when I got a bad knee injury, and that put paid into life really as a footballer.
All right, so are you going to the game on Sunday? I presume you are.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, there's a big crowd of us. There's about 28 of the family going up.
Yeah.
So the excitement now is just starting to build.
And a bit of slagging, no doubt, in Kinloch. A lot of Donegal fans up around that area, as we know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and I'm lucky enough now, I work up in the golf club in Bundoran as well, so it's really taken shape up there now, that there's an awful lot of ifs, ands and buts coming through, who's going to do what, but it's going to be a very exciting game on Sunday, so hopefully now that Meath will come through and get into an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, that's your hope. Would you be confident to this? Well, you never know what happens on the day, as you say.
Anything could happen on the day, and if Meath play to the full potential and Donegal have a wee drop-off on theirs, you just never know that Meath could just come around and hopefully win by 2 points at the end of the day.
All right, okay. Well, in any case, the best of luck to Jordan, and you enjoy the match, Gary, and thank you for coming on with us on the program.
Thanks very much.
Right. Fonzie Travers of Ballyshannon is with us. Fonzie, good morning to you.
Good morning, thank you for
joining us. Fonzie, of course, commentated with the ex-Northwest Radio for many years on Donegal's exploits, including their highly successful year back in 1992. And I want to remind you of some, seeing as it's Meath you're playing on Sunday, Fonzie, I want to play a clip for you from, and I think it was 1994, you might remember better, but this was a clip after a league game that Donegal played against Mayo, and Fonzie was doing a wrap-up with our own sports editor, Austin O'Callaghan, on Northwest Radio at the time, in the press area, in the main stand in Navan after the game, and this is what happened, you might remember. I'll just play this now.
To be every bit of it needed if they were going to hold Meath in that second half, but in the end they held them more comfortably than perhaps some might have felt at the interval.
They did indeed, yeah, they did very well. Well, I think, the writing for Meath was on the wall, I think, after 20 minutes, because there's a Meath man here beside me who said they threw it away. I wouldn't agree with that. I think they were beaten on the day by a much better team. Sorry, keep your comments to yourself for a minute. Sorry, I've been heckled here by a few Meath supporters, Austin. But after 10 minutes before half-time, I think, Donegal upped their game. They upped their game immensely, and I think it was from that to half-time, and then the entire second half, there was only one team in it in the second half, and that was Donegal.
Do you remember that, Fonzie?
I remember it well, and I think actually when we went off air, I think Austin maybe saw something else coming there, and when we went off air, there was a bit of unparliamentary language used. And I was standing beside a great friend of mine, the late Seamus McGeady from Radio na Gaeltachta. And Seamus's effect mic was right beside me, and picked up the language that was used. And I can tell you, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't it wasn't bedtime listening for children. I can tell you what was said. But Seamus's effect mic picked it up on Radio na Gaeltachta. But lucky enough, I think the people that were listening thought it was somebody else in the crowd. They didn't match it with me, thanks be to God. But I remember that day well. Yeah.
Yeah. You got out of Navan in one piece anyway. Fonzie.
Oh, I did, yeah, and I don't think I've ever been back at a game in Navan since, because that was the old stand.
It was,
and Yeah, those were the good days. And, you know, you're talking just one thing about broadcasting and doing commentaries. I must say, Niall, I made a lot of good friends through it. And there was a few hairy moments, but I made a lot of good friends, including yourself and people like that. You know, and as I say, the late Seamus McGeady was a great friend of mine and a lovely man, and God rest him. I hope he's happy in heaven. So,
yeah. Well, you said there were great days, but the great days are back, and there could be more great days ahead, as we know for Donegal.
Yeah, God. I was talking to a Tyrone man this morning from Kelly Clougher, and he's hoping that it's going to be a Tyrone Donegal final. He thinks it will. He thinks Tyrone's going to beat Kerry, and he reckons Donegal will beat Meath. And so it'll be something different. I never remembered a Donegal Tyrone All Ireland. I don't know if there's ever even been one, but it'll be a great day if it's Donegal Tyrone All Ireland. And you can imagine the scramble for tickets if it was.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we're jumping ahead a little bit. They have Meath on Sunday. How do you see that going? Of course, Donegal are, I won't say odds-on favourites, but Meath, as has already been pointed out, have beaten the biggest and best in the country this year so far in the championship.
They have, yes. But, you know, I suppose I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve, Niall. I don't think that Meath will beat Donegal. Meath are going to be tough. They're, you know, Meath were always a hard team. You know, they were always a tough, going back to the days of Colm O'Rourke and fellas like that, they were hard men. And I remember the episode with the late Seamus Bonner as well, and that was a Meath man that did that to him. And, you know, they were very hard footballers, but with television now and everything's been watched, you know, the games aren't as hard and they're not as physical. They are physical to an extent, but it's more football now than anything else. But Meath will be tough, and nobody should underestimate Meath, and I know that Jim McGuinness or nobody else will be doing it, but Meath will be hard, and, you know, they've nothing to lose, absolutely nothing to lose. They're 3-1, and in Croke Park, they will give it everything. We all remember back to the epic days of Dublin and Meath, you know. Those were probably the best matches that were ever played in Croke Park, the four games and extra time, and they still couldn't settle it. But like Meath will definitely be difficult, but I can't see them beating Donegal, because at the end of the day, Meath are a Division 2 team, and Donegal are a Division 1 and very well entitled to it. And they're playing good football, and they have a lot of good footballers. And I think Jim McGuinness will definitely have his homework done on Meath.
All right. What has this done for the South Donegal reach in the summer, this run of Donegal, and more expectation to come? Are we going to see Sam in Donegal in 2 weeks' time, just over 2 weeks'
time?
Well,
I think so. Yeah, that would be my hope. And in Ireland, I suppose, everyone in South Donegal and all over Donegal would hope so the same. Sadly, Jim McGuinness has, I'm not saying he's made enemies, but an awful lot of people don't seem to like Jim McGuinness now, you know, and there's been an awful lot of people hoping that Donegal won't win the All-Ireland, albeit not Donegal people, but I've been talking to the people down the country and the people from different parts of Northern Ireland, and you know, their attitude is anyone but Donegal this year. Right. I think it's the fact that,
and is that
Jim
because he's made some comments about turnarounds and venues and so forth? Is that why? Do you think?
It is. Yeah, very definite. Yeah, you know, he was accused of whinging, but Jim McGuinness wasn't whinging. Jim McGuinness was making a very valid point. And I don't think he was treated very fairly by Croke Park, to be quite honest, or Donegal weren't treated fairly by Croke Park. But, you know, the turnaround was far too short, and was talking about players, on you know, they're only humans at the end of the day, and, you know, their bodies can only take so much. But they rose to it and they got over it. And I think the fact the game was loud as well, that Jim McGuinness was accused of, he wouldn't allow a 15-minute extra for the game to start in Ballybuffet, but he had no act or part, absolutely no act or part in that at all. That was, I think, to do with television, and it had to do with crowd control, it had to do with Donegal County Board, but Jim McGuinness had no act or part in it. And a lot of people are accusing him that he wouldn't give 15 minutes to Louth, you know, and if a Louth team doesn't know where Ballybuffet is at this stage of their lives, I think the, you know, there's something wrong, badly wrong, but it wasn't Jim McGuinness's fault. And he's taken a lot of bad press because of comments that he made. And it took away a bit from the football, I think, as well. You know, Donegal are playing a great brand of football, and that seems to be kind of, it's not highlighted enough. And the only thing that's been highlighted now is Jim McGuinness is whinging, and Jim McGuinness is doing that. He's not whinging. He's making very valid points.
Enjoy the match, Fonzie, and let's hope there's no interaction, let's put it that way, between you and the Meath supporters after the game in Croke Park. And thank you for joining us on the programme.
No, I won't be going. I have a 50-inch TV, and Sean McSherry and myself watch it and have a cup of tea at half-time and analyse every move and tell Jim McGuinness what he's going wrong and tell the Donegal forwards what they're doing wrong in the back. So I'm past the stage, I think, of going to footballs and queuing to get into Croke Park and being away all day. So I'm getting a wee bit fonder of my comfort now, but I appreciate your comments and thanks a million, Niall.
Thanks very much, Fonzie Travers there.
Okay, our next guest this morning, little introduction needed, former Donegal All-Ireland winning manager Brian McAniff. Brian, you're welcome along and thanks for being with us on the show.
No problem at all, Niall.
I was watching that excellent television series during the week, Hell for Leather, and you featured quite prominently in that, well, in a couple of finals, as we know, 1992 and 2014, wasn't it? Anyway.
2012, 2014.
2014, okay. So we're in 2025. What are the chances that that's going to go down in history as well, you think? It's only at semi-final stage, of course, Brian, but...
Well, we're only at semi-final now. I'm a kind of a sort of bloke that always kind of looks at the first stage without thinking about the second one, because it's very easy to trip up on the first one. It's going to be a tight game. Don't underestimate me, then that's what's bothering me. There's a lot of people here in Donegal think it's only a matter of Donegal turning up. Me has already this year beaten Galway, who were one of the favourites.
Yeah.
Kerry. Hammered Kerry.
Yeah. And Dublin.
And Dublin.
Yeah.
So they have a very good track record.
We have
the artillery to do the job. Jim has welded together a very, very good side. And with Michael Murphy in the wings, like, will be hard to beat. But at the same time, we'll need to be at the... on full throttle to win.
Yeah, and
Meath are a strong side.
Yeah, and well, a young side, again, very young players, so that's to their advantage as well.
And they've a very good manager.
They have.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dublin come looking for him. Although the loyal man I see is packed in with a view to getting the Dublin job.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Okay, so... Donegal expects, and you're used to this, Brian, but you would be cautiously optimistic, I suppose, about Sunday.
I would be cautiously optimistic. We have the power to win it. There's no doubt about that, but we'll need to be going at full throttle to beat Meath, because Meath, they're strong players, and it's a big county. They've a big pick, and they always play a fairly physical-type game. And we'll be fit to match them in that sense, because we have a good physically strong side. But it's all to play for on Sunday. But I do expect that we should have in the locker enough to get us over the line with experience over the last number of years. And we have a man called Murphy.
Yeah, who's having quite an incredible season, Brian, isn't he?
He's unreal. And his distribution of the ball, his capacity to bring players into the game, and get their confidence up. He's a mighty man, there's no doubt about it. He's very, very special, and he's brought Donegal on very, very well. We had him last year, but we could possibly have won the All-Ireland.
Well, it's funny, because I referred to that RT documentary, and I thought the comments of Jim McGuinness were interesting. He said that when he came onto the panel first back in, was it 92 or 91 perhaps, that when you were in
91,
charge...
91, actually. I took 91. Him in January 91.
Yeah, he said it took him a while to realise that a good, solid, successful county team is based on a blend of age and experience. And he took that into his...
Good.
Yeah.
Like that was a fairly mature side, that team that won the All-Ireland. And they actually brought the young lads on with them. And there's the blend of both, you know, because the younger lads have that extra appetite, you know, maybe that some of the senior lads have the experience and the know-how. So it's a blend of that makes a very good team. And Jim was a young boy coming in. In fact, we had a trial at Ballyshannon. He played quite well. He told me afterwards he was going to America. So I persuaded him to stay at home, thankfully. And the rest is history. He was a good player, but he's a great manager.
Yeah,
no doubt, he's probably one of the best equipped managers in the country to manage a team.
Okay, and it has been, him and Murphy's return have been the real difference this year, no question about it, you think?
Without doubt.
Well, in Jim's case, last 2 years, of course, yeah.
They've put things together for Donegal in a very, very big way. But in saying that, nothing less than a totally committed performance against Meath on Sunday will take us through for all the experience we have. Because Meath are that type of team that will battle to the very last.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that, you know from experience, they're always a tough proposition and always have been. Tough team in every sense of the word.
Yeah, but the game that they play in Meath at club level, it's a physically strong game. It would be quite different to what we play at Donegal. But, you know, we have to cope with that. And Croke Park's a big pitch. I remember measuring it out myself. It's 100 yards wide by 160 long. So it's a huge pitch. And we have the pace in Donegal to cover all the blades of grass. But doing so, we must be very careful that we don't leave a lot of space in at the back, so that if one of our half-backs or cornerbacks goes up, that space needs to be filled by either a wing half-forward or a midfielder dropping back. They keep the door shut on those Meath forwards, because they're good kickers, Meath. I noticed that from the last game. They can kick two-pointers at will. So we can't afford to give them the space to do so.
Of course, you've got very close family connections with Tyrone. I think you have a bit of a grow for Tyrone GAA.
I have a very big grow, and if things were quite normal, I would be in Croke Park on Saturday. But yeah. I have a granddaughter that plays her football in Kildare in a club called Clane, and they won the community games, and then they beat the Dublin champions there a couple of weeks ago, and my granddaughter kicked 8 points. So they're playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
And much as I'd like to be in Croke Park on Saturday, I will be in Longford watching my granddaughter play.
Well, that's more important, no question about it. Do you fancy Tyrone against Kerry or not, Brian?
I give Tyrone a reasonably good chance, but their wing half-back has gone out, and he's a hell of a player. Tyrone can't afford to lose players of that quality. Now, Kerry will be short a couple of players themselves, and I'm not too sure that the younger Clifford Mann is totally fit. And yeah. There'll be two things that would militate against Kerry, but they have some very, very good forwards, Kerry, at the moment. And I would kind of fancy Kerry to come through in that. But I give Tyrone a chance.
Yeah.
Tyrone will have no fear of Kerry, but that type of team. They've had a lot of underage success over the last number of years, and some of it against Kerry. So they'll go in there with a fair bit of confidence into the game. But in saying that, I think Kerry will have too much for them at the show against Armagh.
Okay, well, very finally, so not wanting to tempt fate, in just over 2 weeks, you think perhaps a Donegal-Kerry All-Ireland final?
Well, it would be looking like that at the moment, but I'm not even going to consider that until we get this game behind us on Sunday.
All right.
Looking forward very big, in a big, very big way going down the road to Dublin.
All right. Well, we hope Donegal win, and we hope your granddaughter in Clane wins as well in Longford. So good luck with everything over the weekend, Brian, and thank you for joining us on the
nice
programme.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Into Darrow Beal. Darrow Beal over to Michael Langan. We need this man. Good ball into Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy back to Michael Langan. Michael Langan cuts inside. There's a goal chance on. Goal! What a finish by Michael Langan. Brilliant finish by Michael Langan. Michael Murphy, Antoine 2. Brilliant play. Great turnover by Conor O'Donnell. Right down on the side. And brilliant finish. Began was never going to save that. Great goal, Emer.
Okay, we've one more guest to talk with this morning ahead of the weekend games. 1992 All-Ireland winner Martin McHugh, who was the Ocean FM commentator for Donegal's quarter-final clash with Monaghan, and of course Martin's son Ryan, one of the Donegal stars. Martin, well, you're welcome along. First of all, how are you feeling about Sunday's game?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, Neil, but probably very nervous and everything else with the whole thing, because I just know Irish sports people in general don't do favourites well. So with Donegal being favourites going into the game, you'll be nervous about it. And from a Meath point of view, any team that beats Dublin, Galway and Kerry in the 1 year, it's not all luck. So it's going to be a tough battle. But you just hope that Donegal will have a clean bill of health coming into it. It'll be important. So that Keelan McGonaghy will be fit to play some part in the game as well, which would be great. But I'm really looking forward to it, and there's going to be big, big support. It's looking like it's going to be a full house.
And you can look forward to it, even with a sun playing and the nerves and everything. You can still look forward to it. Is that possible?
I don't think that's possible. I always remember the All-Ireland final in 2012 when Mark was playing, and I was so nervous about that. Somebody give me a couple of Valium. I had to take them to get myself settled down. So I've always said that I'm worse watching them playing than I am when I was playing myself. But suppose that's understandable enough. But I listen. The one thing I don't want to ever see in a big game is somebody makes a mistake that's always remembered for it, you know, down the road, especially when they're all amateurs and everything else. So hopefully from the four teams that's playing at the weekend and then whoever two goes on to the final, that something like that doesn't happen, that a big mistake costs the game or something, and that's the thing that's always remembered.
All right, I mean, you were commentating on the Monaghan match, and I suppose people quickly forget that Donegal were, 6 points down at half-time, and again, a phenomenal third quarter, as was the case in the Louth game. But still, you know, they were trailing at half time, so there is that caveat there, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's a very, very valid point. Now, from the point of view of Donegal, like if we, you know, with no disrespect to Louth and Monaghan, but if we have a first half like we had against either of them teams, we're going to be in big trouble. Where it is, because you know, against better opposition, which Meath will be. We need to have a better first half, and I suppose it's something that definitely I would see Jim and the management team. We'll be talking about a lot. We need to get a better start than at half time. As you said, in the morning game, it didn't look good at all. But I know there were a fairly strong breeze out in the field and everything else. But it was good. It's good that we have the second half that we're having and everything else, and coming from behind everything else. But just against better opposition, you know, that we'll be able to close the game out, you would be in trouble. No, one point I want to let people know that's listening. There was a talk about the jerseys. The big thing about the jerseys now, and that Meath were wearing this kind of a yellowy jersey. And it was their goalkeeper's jersey they were going to wear. Their away jersey seemingly is blue, and Donegal were going to wear white. Now, I'm just hearing now that the two teams are actually going to wear their home jersey, and the referee's happy enough with it. But just let people think that Donegal are wearing white. I think at the minute Donegal are going to be wearing the ordinary yellow jersey, and Meath are going to be wearing the green jersey, and the referee's happy with that. So there was a lot of talk about particularly the Meath jersey, and I think it was a wee bit close, the jersey Meath were talking to wear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
close to the Donegal home jersey, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happening now.
All right, okay, that's interesting. But, I mean, if Donegal had played to their full potential, Martin, you would hope and maybe expect that they'd advance to the All-Ireland final, although you know how impressive Meath have been this year, as you said already.
Yeah, exactly. And to both, the other thing is that, you know, Donegal didn't have a big break before the Monaghan game, so it's a 6 days turnaround and everything else. Is massive, and listen, it's been a difficult year for Donegal because, you know, geographically where we are, where we live, we're always travelling away, and you're staying overnight for a lot of games and everything else, and it's been tough. And I think so. I just read somewhere that if Donegal won on Sunday, they'll be the first team in the history of the GAA to win 9 championship games the 1 year. So that's just how tough it's been and everything else. And I suppose it's a great credit to the management team and everything else that we near enough have a clean bill of health and everything else, considering picking up injuries and everything else. But yeah, you would be very hopeful that it's a big occasion for me. Donegal were there last year, Niall, and we have Michael Murphy on board this year from last year. So you'd be very hopeful when you look at it like that, from that point of view, and hopefully no injuries going into it either.
All right, okay. It's interesting when you're saying that Donegal playing 9 championship games to get to the final. I think you said a lot of us remember the days when Kerry would win an All-Ireland after having played 4 games in the championship. But there you go. And speaking of Kerry or Tyrone, Martin, for you this weekend?
Yeah, it's another one. Kerry, the funny thing with these Kerry people, and I just know from meeting them in Dublin, the one team to fear most in Ulster is Tyrone. They can't cope with Tyrone. I think already this year Tyrone have beaten their minors and beaten their under-20s in the two finals already. And so they don't like playing Tyrone. They don't mind all the Ulster teams, but they struggle with Tyrone. But if we look at the Kerry team that maybe Tyrone beat in the past, you had Conor Myler there to mark Paddy Clifford, and they had Hamsey going really well, Paddy Hamsey to mark David Clifford, where Paddy Hamsey's only just come back from an injury and everything else. So, and then who's going to mark Sean O'Shea? They've lost players of that quality. So listen, you never write Tyrone off. But you would have to think on Kerry's performance against Armagh and the confidence that will take in getting players back. You still think that Kerry will have too much now for Tyrone. But it would be great if Tyrone could win and we would have have an All-Ulster final if Donegal could win as well. It would be fabulous. But look, we could have a Meath-Kerry final as well. But it would be great if that did happen.
Yeah.
Great for Ulster football and for everything else.
Yeah, and it's been a great season. Okay, well, Martin, enjoy the match. Best of luck to you and to Ryan and everybody else involved. And thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Max.
Right, okay, that's it for this morning and for this week. Remember, full commentary, analysis and all the rest on Ocean FM on Sunday of the Donegal and Meath game. Good luck to Donegal, and hopefully it'll be another Croke Park trip in 2 weeks' time for the All-Ireland final. That's it for this week on the show. We'll be back with you on Monday morning next. Enjoy the heat and the sunshine over the weekend and make the most of it. And we'll talk to you next week.